بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله عز وجل العز إزاري والكبرياء ردائي فمن ينازعني عذبته. رواه مسلم. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه said the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said Allah سبحانه وتعالى said Izzah, honor, is my lower garment, and pride is my upper garment. Whoever tries to take away either of them from me, I shall punish him. As Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa taala said, honor is my lower garment, pride is my upper garment. Whosoever tries to take away or snatch it away from me, I shall punish him. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال بينما رجل يمشي في حلة تعجبه نفسه ورجل رأسه يختال في مشيته إذا خصف الله به فهو يتجلجل في الأرض إلى يوم القيامة. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said a person was wearing a beautiful suit which he was enamored by. And his hair was neatly combed. He was walking in a proud and haughty manner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suddenly swallowed him into the earth. He will continue to be swallowed into the earth till the day of resurrection. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person was wearing a beautiful suit which he was enamored by. And his hair was neatly combed. He was walking in a proud and haughty manner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suddenly swallowed him into the earth. He will continue to be swallowed into the earth till the day of resurrection. And Salmat ibn Akwa radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallam la yazalu al-rajulu yadhhabu bi nafsi hatta yuktabu fil jabbarin fa yusibuhu ma asabahu min rawat al-midhi. Salmat ibn Akwa radiallahu ta'ala raised the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said a person continues displaying his pride and arrogance to the extent that is recorded among the tyrants, the jabbarin. He will then receive the same punishment that we meted out to them. Salama bin Akwa radiallahu anhu, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa barak wa sallam said, a person continues displaying his pride and arrogance to the extent that is recorded among the tyrants, the Jabbarin. He will then receive the same punishment that we meted out to them. So a person should not try to snatch away Allah's Izar and Dida, his upper and lower garment. Mutakabbir is Allah, that's it. And only Allah has the right to be Mutakabbir. Understand? Allahu Akbar, we say when we even go upstairs and we go downstairs, or when we go down, we say Subhanallah, Allah is free from anything down, Allah is great, Allah is great. Understand? So this is only the quality of Allah. Here, Rasulullah talks about a person, it could be Inna qaruna kana min qawmi Musa fa baqa alayhim. So he said that he was. This is why they said clothes could also give you takabbur. A person could show off even with clothes. You know how the youngsters want this style and that style, just for the sake of show. And also the hadith that Allah loves beauty. Allah is beautiful and loves beauty. The sahabi said that I wish my clothes to be elegant. So it's both. So a person has to be careful in this aspect. Huh? So anything that even gives in zahiran takabbur, a person should get rid of it. A person. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to wear his ring down like this, the stone. He didn't wear a ring usually, but he wore it for a stamp, the muhar, because that's the way he used to sign. So, but he said that he used to put it in once it was disturbed, with even a rida, with a blanket. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he took it, went home and took it off. He goes, the too many marks disturb me in salat. So, anything that makes you even like that. So imagine if he gives you takabbur clothes. And it could be Qarun mentioned in this hadith, or it could be a person that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. And the last hadith is that a person keeps thinking himself, bigging himself. A person should always make this dua. Allahumma ja'alni sabura. Waj'alni fi aini saghira fi an-nas. Allahumma ja'alni sabura waj'alni shukra. Waj'alni fi aini saghira fi an-nas kabira. Allah, make me low in my estimation. Make me low in my in myself. A person has takabbur is a very and ujj takabbur, these are sort of the same things, but first it starts with ujj. A person feels proud, Understand? And usually it happens even with people in the masjid in ibadat. When a person starts doing ibadat, otherwise Iblis, Azazil, his name was Azazil. None of us, our ibadat put together, will not equal Iblis's. Allah's given him such a long life, so much ibadat, so much that this type made out of fire, stayed with that type. And the angels made out of noor. But what did it lead him to? Takabur. So a person, takabur is Ummul Amras, they say, the mother of all diseases. Takabur, Ummul Amras. As a Shaykh al-Hadith, Qutb al-Aqdam Rahman said, he has written a book, Ummul Amras, just on takabur, and how a person goes for the sake of tazkiyah, purification, to take that takabur out. This is why a person gets connected to a Shaykh, Sahba. A person always has somebody over him. Even after my Shaykh passed away, I still connected to Hazrat Maulana Masroor Alam in Cornwall here. Person should always have somebody over his head. And your parents too, you should keep them over your head all the time. Person, you should not think I'm something. When he has more responsibility, when he thinks I'm, then he has much more worries to worry. Why? Biggest thing is takabur. The head goes big. And it takes a long time to take out takabur. And it's a very, very severe disease of the heart. Allah purify us. Otherwise, then purification will be in the qabr. If not then still, then the fire of hell. Allah purify. قَدَ فَلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّهَا قَدَ فَلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّهَا. So tazkiyah is very, very important in the takabbur. Allah save us from takabbur. Allah give us ardiyat tawazun.